May God use and overrule my words. May God's word only be spoken and God's word only be heard. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning. Greetings from Camp McDowell. Glad to be here with you today. Take care, be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possession. I grew up in Homewood, which is just up the road from here, and I had a neighbor who was a few years younger than me, but we would run around Homewood and play in all the woods around our house, play Star Wars and G.I. Joe and all the other things that you play when you are little boys with woods around your house. And he had a little brother who was significantly younger than we were, and he always wanted to play with us or show us the cool things that he found, and we were less excited about him doing those things. And one day he caught a lizard, those little green ones that run around at the end of springtime right before summer rolls around. And he was so excited to show it to us, and he ran all around the neighborhood and looked and looked and looked. And when he finally found us, the lizard didn't exactly make it. He had held on just a little too tight for too long. And then I got a little bit older, and I learned how to drive on those streets of Homewood that are very curvy in places. And I was trying to turn the car back onto the straight road manually with my hands, and whoever was riding with me was not enjoying that as much as I was. They were getting shaken all around in the car. And my stepdad finally told me, if you'll let go a little bit and let the wheel slide through your hands, the car will right itself. And then I got a little bit older and went to college, and my friend Katie and I did all kind of fun things together. She was spreadsheets and times and certain places by certain roads, and I was not. And we went to Jazz Fest together in New Orleans, and I had my printed itinerary of when we were supposed to be where. And we watched all of the acts that we wanted to see, and then we went and got ready to go out to eat to this place called the Shim Sham Club. It's a little bitty place in New Orleans where lots of good food and drink can be had. And the waiters and waitresses there kept telling us, stick around, something's going to happen. It's a great surprise. But surprises were not in our schedule. So we stayed there for as long as we could till we went to the next place that we were supposed to go. And it turns out that the Shim Sham Club hosts a secret performance. Different bands from Jazz Fest would gather together and play covers of songs with each other, and it was a way to hear all these artists combine on songs in that one place at that one time ever. You had bands like Counting Crows and Galactica and Uriah Heep, all these kind of famous musicians coming together and just having fun playing the stuff that they wanted to play, and we missed it. I tell you all those things because they are all examples of holding on too tight to something. There's not a lot of balance in those things, and it's a reflection of our lives when we hold on to things too tightly, kind of like the rich man in the story. The rich man talks about the abundant harvest that he has and what he should do with it, so he's thinking to himself and decides, I'm going to tear down my barns that have already been sufficient and make bigger ones so that we can have more stuff stowed away. In those three lines of his, he says, I, six times. He's very focused on himself, and Jesus tries to disrupt that way of thinking by saying, it's not your stuff, it's God. God should be your focus. So like the Prophet 38 special, we should hold on loosely but not let go. Thought you would enjoy that. The point of this parable, the point of any parable, is to shake things up. Parables are not answers. They are invitations. You can have an answer and I can have an answer, and we come together and they all apply because it's an invitation to figure out what it means together. And Jesus is trying to shake up this group, especially this young man asking him to divide up the inheritance from his brother. We don't know what happened to the father in this story, but we know from stories like the wayward son or the prodigal son, as you may know it, that asking for your inheritance is usually a no-no. We don't know the parts of the story, but we know some of the context. And so we know that the crowd hearing this would have perked up their ears and said, this probably isn't a good thing that's being asked. Jesus openly says, I am not an arbiter or a divider. That's not my job. I'm a teacher. Here's a story for you. So the focus of Jesus's parable is not bettering yourself per se with things, with abundant harvests and larger barns. The focus is on God. Jesus wants to get them out of their norm by telling them a parable, by trying to see things that happen in a different way than the way that they always have. He's trying to show them that doing things because they've always been done that way is not really the right answer. There's one more story I want to tell you about, and you probably know an Americanized version of this story, but we'll hit on that one after this. This one's a Buddhist story, so one of the older teachers, one of the wiser teachers, would go to a temple to pray, and he would tie up a cat to the tree outside the temple before he would go in to pray. And he did this every day and every day. And eventually, the old teacher, the old wise fellow, passed away. So then the monks would tie the cat to the tree outside the temple before they went in to pray. And eventually, that cat died. So the monks went to the market to buy a new cat to tie to the tree outside the temple before they went in to pray. And after 7 generations of buying new cats, the tree died. So they planted a new tree to tie the cat to the tree outside the temple while they went in to pray. And scholars wrote great treatises and learned documents about cats being tied to trees and how it affects prayer and all of those things. But the reality is that the cat was running around during prayers, so the old wise teacher would tie it up as to not be a distraction. You may have heard this story as the old woman who cooks the ham, but would always slice the end of it off. So then her daughter would slice the end of the ham off before she cooked it, and her daughter, and her daughter. And when somebody finally had the nerve to ask, the old woman said, well, the pan doesn't fit the whole ham, so you have to slice the end off. Doing things just because it's the way we've always done them is not always the best way. Parables hopefully point that out to us and point to maybe the same way with a few different things, or maybe a totally different way, but to be open to all of them. It's okay to be shaken up once in a while. In fact, it's good for us. It helps us learn new things, and it helps us appreciate the things that we do want to keep the same. In times like these, when it seems like people are hurting each other more and more and need something to come together around, this is a good story that will help shake up maybe the way we see things and come together so that there's less of that in the world, which is what Jesus points to. He says, remember that you are to love others as I have loved you, and by that people will know to whom you belong. Amen.